So we have a roll call of supervisors. I think all the supervisors are here currently, except Aaron Carroll. I don't know whether he's going to make it yet or not. And then we have Youth and Governance. Yep, Aaron is here. Okay, all right. Yep. Youth and Governance, and Tyler is excused. He won't be here tonight. So. Okay.
Want to take my spot? I can slide over.
You've got more important stuff here than this.
So you sure?
Right there.
Here.
So I have approval of the minutes of the last meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Are there any discussion, questions? Did you get that, Wendy? Who moved that second?
Yeah, thank you.
So Youth and Governance, how do you vote on approval of the minutes?
Aye.
Rest of the committee?
How do you aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, minutes are approved. Chairman, comments? I think most of my stuff will come up during the...
Did you do citizens?
During the meeting, I'm sorry?
Did you do citizens comments?
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed citizens comments. I back up. Maybe I shouldn't wear my glasses. Are there any citizens wishing to comment? Any citizens? Any citizens? Seeing no citizens, citizens' comments have been closed. Now, and like I said, I have no comments except for anything that's coming up in the meeting itself, so I'll ask for any comments from any of the... John?
Just to clarify, tonight is not a permanent change?
No. No.
Are we going to have another meeting on the fourth week of the month?
Not this month.
Not this month.
The next meeting will go
at
the fourth week of April.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone's okay with that, or does anybody need? So Shelley and I talked about it before, and we didn't think we needed to do another 2 weeks and another 4 weeks. So, but no, this is just a temporary. Supervisor Belsky.
I would just say that I am actively looking for vendors for Silver Lake, and the biggest problem is with staffing. So if you all eat out at any really good food truck or mobile food vendor, try to recruit them to Silver Lake. So that's all.
So Roger Thomas.
Yeah. Thank you. So end of last year, I asked Matt for all the leases, MOUs that deal with the parks, plus I had some other ones. So I started that process of going through all those just to see. Dave Gearson is in on this project with me as well, so at the next meeting we'll have
and a report on your findings.
Yeah, we'll have, and just the oldest one that I can find is from 1977, excluding Kemper, because that's been renewed, and they're all over the place as far as language and all that kind of stuff. So if anyone's got any input, things that you're curious about, feel free to drop me an email or give me a call, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Any others?
Stop. Yeah, I had noticed, I was watching Fox 6 the other night, and they were doing a news story about of just Milwaukee. They were in Milwaukee County. They had a setup, a program called Kids Don't Float, and it was basically a life jacket loaner program that they had near the pier where people could borrow and return life jackets. I had talked to the county executive last year, in light of all the swimming deaths and stuff that we had in Kenosha County, that was concerning. I saw this, just want to throw it out there to you guys. I'm not sure if there's grants we can apply for, if there's opportunities that are out there that we can put something similar out there near our county parks, to where people can, you know, access life preservers for themselves or their kids when they're out swimming, just in those key areas, just because I know it was, you know, it seemed to be happening all the time last year, and I know they were like, they were each unique and unrelated, and there wasn't like any pattern or anything that we could nail down. But if there's anything we could do to maybe put that out there, just for our residents, a similar program, if you guys can research that, see how Milwaukee did it, maybe it's that there's an opportunity to bring something like that to Kenosha County, I think it would be really beneficial, just so it's there, you know, for when it's needed. Just something that kind of bothered me last year, seeing it in the headlines all the time. It's like, what can we do for our park? So that's
all. Did the city of Kenosha do that for the pier? Got grants through fire department.
That was the Fishing Association, I think, that ended up putting it up, didn't it?
Life Rings.
Yeah, and they have those along the pier.
But the county only has one beach that we have swimming at, correct? And that's Silver Lake.
We also have Paddock Lake.
What's that?
Paddock Lake.
Yeah.
Silver Lake Paddock.
And
Silver
we have Lake. Freedom Lake Freedom within Lake Veterans Memorial that people swim at, but technically it's not posted as a beachfront area, but it's open water. So
well, that's like center.
Well, and that's what I was going to get at. I mean, there might be places that are open water where people swim, but it's not really a county beach. Is there any type of county services there where you could do something like that already, or is that something that has to be?
We can definitely look into something like that and then report back next month on what we find.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, because even with that, you know, people kayaking don't have life vests. That was a couple of the deaths involved paddleboarding. I'm not sure if it was kayaking too. You know, even if it's by the boat launches or wherever. Just if there's, I know it would have to be funded. If there's opportunities, grants that we could apply for to fund that, I think it would be a good opportunity for us to kind of have that available for our residents. That's all.
Okay. Supervisor Stocker.
Just a follow up on the salt with the city potential.
We have a meeting in the end of March with the city to talk about that and another item.
So awesome. Thank you.
Discussions are happening.
Anybody else? Okay. Seeing no others. How about youth and governance? Any comments, suggestions, improvements? Okay. All right, so we'll move on to division reports. I guess we'll start with the resolutions in the highways that are coming up. That came over from the chairman. So, Clement, do you want to?
I can take the first one.
You want to take this one? Yeah.
Yeah. For the approval of the lease with KC Property to the Kenosha Achievement Center, Western Kenosha County Transit. So this project was actually, Kenosha County Administration was approached by the Kenosha Achievement Center to find a location to house three of their transit buses. We did an internal investigation into options that we would have available, and the best option that we found that would help with Kenosha Transit was our storage facility. We did meet with Kenosha Achievement Center, and they did take a look at the location, the area in which we would allow them to operate, and we had drafted the lease that you see in front of you. We did ask for a nominal fee since Kenosha County funds the majority of the Western Transit facility operations, so most of it is just for lease options and how they will operate outside that building are most of what you see in the lease agreement.
And where are the buses currently housed?
They're, I believe, in Salem, at one of their garages.
Summers, okay. Any questions about?
Motion to approve.
Motion.
Second.
Second by Belsky. Any further discussion?
I didn't have a chance to look at. Are they going to be doing maintenance on these buses, that facility as well?
No, they are just operating in and out. So basically start up and reset.
Gotcha.
Okay, any more discussion? Seeing no discussion. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, vote.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Shall we?
Okay,
next. Next resolution.
Sure.
Jim? Take it. Or Chris?
I'll do it. Okay. Oh, so it's all you. Want to do it, Chris? Oh, okay. I think you would.
Don't fight over
it. Theodore was playing and doing it. So.
I'm still confused.
No comment.
He's out of practice.
So this is a resolution to ultimately move some of the ARPA funds specifically that were put into the 2022 CIP budget for Highway S in order to use the ARPA funds. You have to spend that amount of money, of which after now getting like the final cost, we're not going to reach that amount. Highway EM, after a public meeting has had a change of scope that's increased the cost of that project. The best thing for the highway division to be able to offset that cost is to be able to move the highway ARPA funds from Highway S to Highway EM, and that's what we need your approval for. There is an increase of funding that we're getting from the Village of Twin Lakes, an extra $341,000. So we are trying to offset the difference of, I think it was like 1.2, 1.3 in the scope change. You take the 341 we're getting from the Village of Twin Lakes, and we would like to move $847,000 of ARPA funds that was allocated for S to 2 p.m.
Supervisor Carroll, this is in your district, and you also sit on the village board. I'm sure the increase went over like a lead balloon, but how's the village feel about this going forward? They're satisfied with...
Yeah, the village obviously supports it. We voted on the additional funds per the memorandum of understanding, so that's where the additional $341,000 is coming from. There may be some additional small amounts due to some sewer lateral repairs or fixing the trenches that I've heard about as well. Mm. But in general, you know, there's, I think the cost increases on the project that we've talked about are mostly due to the drainage that was driven by the requirements from the DNR and stuff once you decide. And then not only that, but also the widening of the shoulders a little bit more in areas as well. So that was the two major factors. And I guess the third one was the fact that we want the project complete in a pretty short time frame. So we want it done by the middle of June before the heavy, busy summer season comes along. So,
right. Right.
So
right.
I think that those are the three factors that were driving some of the cost on it.
Anybody else have any questions on it? Okay, so I'm open for a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Belsky, second by Stock. Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, youth and governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, you vote?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Jim.
The next resolution is a resolution requesting for authorization for the highway commissioner to be able to accept funds from a developer. The developer in this case is Flint. They are actually constructing almost $1 million or 1 million square feet of property at the southwest corner of County Town Highway E and the West Frontage Road. In the process of the construction, County Town Highway C will be closed, and because of that closure, traffic is expected to be diverted to County Trunk Highway MB. So the county negotiated with them that if you're diverting your traffic, construction traffic, as well as regular traffic, they'll need to compensate for the wear and tear. And we agreed to a sum of $100,000. This resolution will give the highway commissioner to collect $100,000 from Flint.
For Kenosha County.
For
yeah, and that was for the Highway 50 traffic, right?
No.
The Highway 50 construction trucks?
No, this is for Flint. Flint is actually is on Highway E on the north side of Kenosha. The one for Highway 50, no luck yet, but we are still working.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure this wasn't, because it would seem a little low.
No.
Okay. Okay.
This is for this segment between County Town Highway MB between 142 and E.
Okay.
Just that small section.
Okay.
Anybody have any?
How soon do you anticipate the repairs would need to be made? Is the road fine for now? This is something that's not going to need to be redone for a couple of years, or is this something that you're planning on fixing right away?
This is an anticipated repair. There might be no repair needed, but we do understand that the segment was overloaded by the regular traffic that is supposed to be there. And if there is damage, then we'll use the funds to repair. If there's no damage, then we can use the funds to repair other
highways.
Is this similar to what happened with D when we moved some of that? Is that D? What did we move over for W when we basically typing W up.
No, the one for D, the...
that was going to be excessive truck traffic.
Correct. There was excessive truck traffic because they were dumping material along D.
Oh, okay.
What they did was they actually resurfaced the section that was impacted on D.
Okay.
Yes. Because of the trucks, that was why we did not pave D last year, and we decided to pave it this year.
Okay, so that was just moving it over because we knew we were going to have to do it. So not knowing what type of damage may or may not be done, you just know there will be an amount of wear.
Wear and tear.
And that's where. So there's no way knowing how much that $100,000 would cover if, you know, it'd be a little bit, all of it, none of it.
Yeah. Well, we calculated it in the sense that it's almost just slightly above a mile. And it costs the county about $200,000 for a mile, so we agreed to split it 50-50. And so that's how we came up with $100,000.
And that $200,000 is just to pave, though? That
just to pave.
That is, okay.
We're using county crew.
Right, right. Any other questions? Okay, entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Accept. Motion by Stock. And a second. Second by O'Day. Any other further discussion?
Just in thinking about it, I got a question here. So, Clement, if there, say the traffic gets diverted to it and the road does start to fall apart, how long is the, well, I guess first of all, how long is the traffic? So it's all of traffic from Highway E is diverted on the MB then?
Yeah, not necessarily, because usually the traffic will... Most of people will find ways that they're comfortable with them. So you might not really have as much traffic. But their construction traffic will be diverted to that road, and so that is the concern.
Okay. And I think, when talking about other, you saw the same similar thing happen on Highway O, I think I heard as well, with the overhead transmission lines that the wear and tear on the road is.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
We necessitated an improvement sooner than anticipated.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I did not, the error there is that I did not anticipate that. By the time we realized it, I was late to ask for funds.
Right. So I guess if we start to see deterioration and additional costs are there, is this $100,000
capped? It's capped, yeah.
Okay. And they wouldn't agree to something more than that? Okay. Meaning like if all of a sudden there were problems with the road that go above and beyond $200,000, that there's not a shared cost there?
As a matter of fact, it's a little bit lucky because you have to negotiate. It's very difficult to force them to make a contribution if they don't want to. So this is partly luck and partly how well you can convince them about the impacts they're creating. Yeah.
Well, it happens in many other areas that I've been in part of, that either you put up a bond or you put up something that I understand it's public traffic, but if there's increased traffic, it's not unheard of to charge, developers or contractors for their increased loads on the road.
Sure. So,
but no, I think this is certainly good. I was just curious on how long is it going to be? Is it all summer this year or something? Or
I don't think it's going to be all summer, because the only time they'll be closing the County Trunk Highway E is when they are making the improvements on Highway E. So I'm not anticipating them to be all summer. But then again, you never know. With construction, anything can happen. Things do change, unforeseen circumstances. But I don't anticipate it to be more than 2 months.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none. Youth and Governance. Vote.
Aye.
Committee.
Aye.
Vote. Motion carries. We're in ordinance.
Okay, the next one is an ordinance to ordain the four-way stop on County Trunk Highway O and Highway F intersection. I just want to stress here that this intersection has been monitored for more than 2 years. So we've been running the data. Each time we run the data to make sure that the data hits the right threshold values for us to remake a decision for a four-way stop, because as soon as this intersection was completed, we got calls from the residents and
a supervisor.
They were all concerned, and which was badly at that time. And this is one of the things that I really admire, especially Supervisor Nottingham, in the sense that even though he wanted a four-way stop, he would not force us to do it without us meeting the warrants. And it took us 2 years, and he was patient. And I just want to say thank you, because in other places you can tell me, I want you to do it, and he never did that. So it took us about 2 years. We kept monitoring, and we found out two of the criteria were met, and so that is why we are recommending it right now for a four-way stop.
Anyone who, you know, Aaron and I are familiar because we live in the area, but the F and O are that's a pretty well used area that gets you to either Randall School or to O, that'll get you to Wheatland School, or you take O out if you're going to go up to Lake Geneva. And for out there, there's some heavier populations off of F that now what we're seeing, and I will bring it up with Dwayne Garwood brought up, who owns the BP gas station in Wilmot, who tows a lot. He said that was the best thing for business that he's had in 20 years. Because the amount of people that were in the ditch because somebody, you know, went through a stop sign, didn't realize the other one didn't have stop, whatever the case was, they weren't following the law. Somebody wasn't. But it didn't, they weren't accidents and all that, although we did have some, obviously. So this was something that, as Clement said, you know, I thought from the beginning, but, you know, they've got to show that it has to be done. And I think, Aaron, you agree with that, too, based on your knowledge of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've gotten earfuls from many other residents out there, many people at the school. Yeah. And in fact, the latest incident out there where there was a rollover accident, the person involved in the accident reached out to me, and because she reached out to Representative Stiles' office, mm-hmm. and then they directed her to us and to me specifically. And I said that it should be by the end of the year that, you know, hopefully we'd have resolution of what this is. So I'm definitely in favor of the four-way stop out there. Drive through it. My wife drives through it on a daily basis. So been thinking about it for a long time.
Yeah. And this had to do with the realignment of F that completed a couple of years ago. So it's basically a brand new part of the intersection, because that intersection didn't used to go east. T there, and then you'd have to go further south, and then you hit it going east. So, again, vote how you're going to vote, but, you know, you have two supervisors who live out in the area that they represent, and it is widely, widely, widely wanted. Although there may be one that doesn't want it, but there are some, and I don't mean you. But again, any do I have a
motion to approve?
Motion to approve. Belsky, second by Stocker. Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Clint. Now we have your division report.
Yeah, division report. Just a few updates. Because, you know, this was supposed to be last month, but it's this month, and so a lot of activities occurred during this time. A few updates are just on County Trunk Highway A and Y roundabouts. A pre-construction meeting is now scheduled for March 20th, and a PI public information meeting is also scheduled for March 20th. We are anticipating to start construction probably the first week of April. Again, that's all weather dependent.
First week.
Where's the public hearing?
Oh, the public hearing will be the Village of Somers. And it will be facilitated and managed by county staff, even though this is a DOT managed project. Mm-hmm. The DOT did not think that public information was warranted in this, because the road would be closed. And I said, no, we're going to follow the county's protocol. You have to have a public information meeting and let nobody show up, and then we understand. Mm-hmm. And so, because they didn't include that as part of their project, so this one will be facilitated by us, and everything will be conducted by us. So the project manager, Don Kerr, has already done his draft presentation, so he'll be doing the presentation just like Caleb did.
Mm-hmm. And that's at from 5 to 7? 5 to 6:30? What was that time?
I'll get that date.
Because I know I brought usually, it up at the county board meeting. I don't have my
It varies depending on how the municipality wants it.
If you could let everyone know.
I will do that.
I'll let the entire board know, the county board.
Right? Yes, we definitely do that.
Thank you. Can I ask a question on the Highway K, 94th Court to the Union Pacific Railroad? Why is that starting so late?
Yes, it started so late for three reasons. The first reason is that plants don't open until May. And if plants don't open until May, that's asphalt plants.
Asphalt plants, okay.
Yes, if they don't open until May, that's at the peak of the school time. And we're trying to see if, because the road will be closed down for the railroad to do the work. And so we also got a call from one of from Supervisor Franco, who was concerned that he's not comfortable that they're going to be closing this again during school time.
Yep. Okay.
When they fought so hard and we closed it when school was going on. So we discussed with the contractor, and the contractor is open to doing completing the work in June. Then, as well as the railroad. So the railroad will start, I think, on the 9th
of June.
And then they have about 2 weeks, and then the contractor will complete, just another 2 weeks to complete the work with full closure.
And will they work simultaneously?
If they can, they would. Okay. Because it's a little bit challenging to work, because it's a very narrow strip where they will be walking, and with the railroad, they are not very comfortable walking with others.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, that was one of the updates.
Okay.
The other update is County Trunk Highway U and C, the intersection. We had only one bid. All the stakeholder asked me to reject the bid. They were not comfortable with the bid, and it came much higher than they were anticipating. And so the stakeholders are reviewing their other funding options, because they realize that it's not going to be cheaper even if they bid it. So they have to look for other funding sources to fund the project. So for now, this will be delayed. Construction will be delayed till next year.
Okay.
This was fully funded by the developer in the southwest corner there?
Correct.
The UNC?
Correct.
Okay. Are they going to continue to move those utilities though?
The utility relocation is almost complete.
Okay, so that'll get completed.
Correct. Okay. And then the next slightly update is with the culvert projects. All the culvert, if you look at the report, it was supposed to be completed on the 3rd. And today is the 13th, so we are like 10 days late. And it's due to the weather. We've had some very challenging weather, and also we energy relocation took longer than anticipated. But in any case, we are hopeful that everything will be completed by the end of this week.
Is this on the culvert replacement?
The culvert, yes.
Chair, if I could. With regard to countywide,
yes.
Was that really washed out bad from all the flooding?
No.
No, it was okay? Because our whole property looked like a raging river.
Well, they did some, they protected the work zone very well,
okay.
And so the water could divert. the water could get into the pipe, the old pipe connected
and come to
the
my
new
property.
Pipe.
Yeah, that's okay.
So
okay, so you think that they'll be done what within a couple of weeks? So.
Yeah, I was there this afternoon at lunchtime. I was just telling Shirley, it looks like all the pipe are already in, so they'll start by filling.
Okay.
Maybe if not today, tomorrow.
Okay.
And then probably pour concrete because they'll have to finish it up with concrete on Wednesday. So I'm thinking maybe Wednesday, they'll open it up maybe on Thursday morning.
Okay, thank you.
A lot of happy campers out in Twin Lakes and Randall with KD and C being back open again. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And thank you for handling Mr. Gray on his request.
Just one question for you. So on EM, now that the project has started, they've got a week or so done. Is things still on schedule, on track? I know there was talk of maybe some challenges with getting some materials. Just curious if there's any updates on that, if you think it's still on track.
As far as I know, yes.
Okay.
The contractor actually, we're moving materials and equipment today. We'll start the storm sewer work tomorrow.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
And I understand there were some questions and challenges on an easement out there as well. So,
correct. Regarding these, yes, there's one resident she's claiming that we took more trees than we should have, but they were all shrubs.
Okay.
She's calling shrubs trees because she wants us to replace the trees. So, but we're working with her and we'll come up with a resolution.
Sure. Yeah, the resident, Mr. Putker, was at the village board meeting and talked to the board members as well and explained what he knew about the easements and stuff like that for the public alleyway that the stormwater discharge.
Oh, the alleyway is another issue, yes.
Oh, okay.
Correct. The alleyway is the contractor did some damage there, and in the process of repairing, we have two residents, one is saying it's public, the other one is saying it's private, but we just let them know that, well, we just want to repair it, and then you guys can sort it out later.
Right. Tell me, you can go give him Aaron's phone number.
Well, he's already talked to me personally about it, so he did call me. So, like I said, if you don't get anywhere with Kwame, then let me know.
Yeah.
He said he was making headway.
Is Kwame says, oh man, he's just here to repair, and I'm just here to repair it, and I'm not sure about what you guys are discussing, but I just want to repair this and make sure it's look good.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it goes. I think it'll be okay.
Okay. And I did hear that there was the sewer lateral was put in down there.
Yes.
That property kind of by Shores Lane.
Yes.
So one of the trustees was concerned about the proper installation on that one, that it was inspected, properly for the backfill and everything like that. So,
according to our backfill, yes, we did, but the inspection was more the village because it's village utility.
I understand, but the county has a vested interest in making sure that we don't have a problem in the future with that.
Oh yeah, well we did that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more?
I have questions.
Sure.
Because I've missed you.
Oh, yeah,
I missed you.
So,
did you have a snowball in your hand? Is that what you mean?
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. With regard to Highway K, do we have an updated governmental and IGA with the city of Kenosha?
No.
Is it being worked on? Because we had one. And it went to 94th, but we had some other things that were not completed on that IGA in the timeline that was identified. So are we working on a new IGA?
There was an updated IGA that takes everything to 122nd, 28th Avenue.
It does?
Yes.
I'd like a copy of that, please. And then...
You should have entire...
Yeah, and everybody.
Well, just so you know, it's just a piece of a bigger
one. I understand that, but it's a change. It's a change from the one that only went to 94.
Correct.
Okay. So then, has there been any discussions? I know that the Pottawatomie bought the old Dairyland property, and so they're putting in multi-use and a subdivision. So has there been any use with, or has there any been any discussion in talking with the Potawatomi about funding some of Highway K?
Yes.
Okay, and where is that at?
Yeah, well, it's not funding K, yes, so to speak. It's based on the traffic impact analysis, shows that there's supposed to be improvements on the highway because of the development. That's what they are paying for.
So it's improvements,
yes.
The traffic? So say that again for me.
Because of the traffic impact analysis indicates that the intersection at 104th and K should be upgraded into a signal. And they will be paying for all of that.
How much is that in the...
It's approximately, including the trail plus the intersection, is approximately just over $3
million. $3 million. So that's the trail and the intersection.
Correct.
Is there any additional need for basins, water basins, or anything to be put in? Because now with the subdivision going in...
Oh, like retention.
Yeah, retention ponds.
Yes, I think the city is reviewing that.
The city is?
Yeah, so you have to meet some city... It has to meet a city stormwater requirement, and the city is very good at that.
Okay.
Yeah. So then once it leaves there and comes into the ditch, then it becomes my problem.
So is there a contract that we're going to have with the Potawatomi? How is that going to work?
The Potawatomi wants to move faster.
Sure.
And we're still working on how it's going to work out. They want to pay the $3 million and move on.
Oh.
And then the county will figure out how to construct it. Because it's a little bit complicated because on both sides of the intersection, we have to reconstruct the highway at some point.
Right.
And now, one of the challenges that we are facing is regarding the stormwater management.
Right.
And we're also realizing that if we have to do the stormwater management, we can't just focus on just the intersection. We have to go further west and further east to see how much water comes into that kind of tributary into that location. And how to manage it properly so that it doesn't affect the neighboring property. So because of that, they know that if we have to do all of that, they'll have to wait for the entire project, and they don't want to wait for that. So their option is that if the city grants them all their permits and everything, they are ready to give us a check and move on.
But then who pays for the extra costs of making sure that intersection is set up appropriately, constructed adequately?
Well, because the cost is not really coming, part of the water, the storm water is coming from their property,
mm-hmm.
but majority is off-site, way off, so they're all coming there in a tributary.
Right.
Yes. So I don't think that it would be fair to ask them to pay for that one. It would be part of the storm water management for the corridor when we are doing the design of the corridor itself.
Okay.
So it makes it...
Just so there's no impact on us later on is
correct.
Where I'm getting at.
Correct. Yeah, there are some serious, there are some drainage issues there that we've already identified.
Okay.
And I don't think...
Because it's swampy there anyways.
Correct.
Right.
So the management plan will dictate how they can outflow to the county right away, which can't be more than it is today.
Okay.
So the county will look at is how that flow enters the system today so that we can better convey their approved flow through that area, and which ultimately, I believe, drains to the southwest. So how that area all drains will be figured out as far as the County K project.
Okay.
But the development will have to limit their discharge rate to be what it is today with whatever development happens out there. So that control factor will be on their property.
So will we have a contract with the Potawatomi so that it's one and done?
Yes, we are in the process of developing an MOU.
Okay.
Because first of all, I can't collect money without by the board approving. So we are developing an MOU that will give me the authority to collect the money. And we are at a point where I've seen all the design, they've actually completed design the intersection, we reviewed it, and we are okay with it.
And you've done that traffic impact study?
Correct.
Okay.
The traffic impact study was done before the design started.
Okay.
So we now have a good representation of what the intersection will look in the future. They've done an estimate. That's how I know about the $3 million.
Okay.
Slightly above $3 million, and they are comfortable with the $3 million, and so they want to give, like, just pay it and be done with it.
Okay, and then so that is K, I believe. Make sure here. Yeah. Are you getting any more calls from City Alderman on K?
No.
Okay. If that starts happening again, can you let me know?
Okay.
And then
you just update my call anyway, don't you? Time to get an update.
I update everybody.
I mean, on the city.
Yes.
Okay.
I
but some people are more vocal than others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I know.
So
probably a cigar with them on Thursday. Mm.
And then with regard to Highway L. Is there going to be any kind of traffic study on Highway L in the near future?
I don't understand.
There's an agreement with County L. It's getting in rough shape. I mean, there's a lot of traffic on it.
Yeah, and you're talking
between
about
30th Avenue and Highway 31.
Yeah, we are aware of that, and I drove it this. Was it this last week?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yesterday, and to take a closer look. So, based on the state at which it is right now, mm-hmm. you have to ask yourself: is it economical to do the treatment now, or to wait and just do it a proper resurfacing and get it done? So, my point of view is that we should leave it one more year to really go down and we do a complete resurfacing. Yes.
But not widening.
I don't think we plan. Okay. There's no room for widening, actually.
Yeah. And then is there an intergovernmental agreement with the city to take that over in 2035?
No, but we can start one.
No, I thought there was one. So
K. Driveway K.
K, I know, but
L.
Not for L, okay.
Let's do it.
No, I'm not aware of that.
Did you think it was going to coincide with the summer's Kenosha transition? Is that
yeah. Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing, when we're talking about...
Well, hold on. Hold on a second. Are you done?
Let's see.
Let's get her down.
I think that's all I have, and we missed you, Clement.
So, yeah. Wait, let me just get you to see...
They're trying to cross L on H different times of the day. I mean, if you're an inexperienced driver, kids, I mean, the Shoreland High School, I mean, there's a lot of stuff, right? I don't know what the process would be to, I don't know if a four-way light, but you look at A and H and there's a four-way light and there's a lot less traffic on A than there is on L. I know lights aren't inexpensive, but I think probably at some point in a wish list of where we need to do traffic studies, that's got to be one of them. H is a main corridor within the county now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it goes all the way down to the Illinois. You know. But all the industrial development there. All right. I would never have thought of that if you would have brought up the L.
It does. I agree. It gets very busy, especially when Smith Farms, Jerry Smith Pumpkin Farm, has a lot of activities.
Yeah.
It's hard to get across H on L.
Yeah, but you know, this section from west of 31 is being resurfaced up to close to Jerry's Farm.
Yeah.
It's a long stretch without a stop.
Mm-hmm.
So the east section is what we are going to, that's what we'll
right.
be monitoring and try to schedule it in such a way that the cost benefits
It gets a lot of traffic, so.
Yeah. It's kind of like what happened with KD. We waited until it got bad enough. Now we need to do it.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else for Clement? I did want to, again, reiterate what a great job the crews had done on the county highways. I couldn't believe how clean they were the last snowfall. My road's always the last one, but it's because Randall hired the county to do it. There's like 11 homes, so it'll be the last one, but I can get out. I can get onto a county road, off I go. So, again, thank you, and thank the crews for what a great job they've been doing.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's get now to, are you out of here?
No.
Okay.
Hey. I miss you guys too. So.
All right, Matt Scalino, we have the facilities division.
Yes, there's there's a few
any updates
projects on here. No real updates since the report went out, but you can see that there's a few updates from the previous one, a month and a half ago. I did attach Focus on Energy, kind of year review that was put together by our Focus on Energy rep.
Oh, okay.
Kind of highlighted some of the incentives we've received from a few of our CAP projects. So if you guys want to look at that or had any questions on that, it's attached in there. Essentially, we got $16,539 back in incentives on some of the CAP projects from last year.
Okay.
As a direct result of energy efficiencies.
And the estimated annual savings was another $20,000 on top of that?
Yes, yep. They have annual savings for gas usage, which would be for the makeup air units at the jail that were newly installed.
Mm-hmm.
Installed.
Mm-hmm.
Electric is $20,000, yep.
And I know when these were coming out that I think it was Mike would have on his sheets, you know, the estimated payback on that. Do we have an estimated on what we've done in the last few years to what it looks like?
I don't have that with me, but I know.
Is that something simple?
We put it together recently. I just don't have it. I can get that to the
group. Could you send that out to us? Because a lot of this was done prior to Matt starting, and he's continuing it. And I know there was an 18-month payback or 12-month payback or could be 3-year payback, whatever the case was, depending on what they were doing. And it was quite impressive on where we were going, investing in when we have to change out fixtures and all that, and going to the high-efficiency, you know, stuff. It made all the sense in the world from a financial as well as on an impact on the environment, you know, and all that, too. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, great. If you could, I'd like to see where that kind of is. Where,
yep.
You know. Okay, perfect. Anybody have any questions for me?
I do. With regard to the generator for Brookside, when do we put that out for bid and then start that project? Is that more Frank? Okay.
Yeah.
It can wait till Frank's turn. Thanks, Matt.
Yep.
Zach, you had a
Well, I don't know if my question now is for Matt or Frank, but I'm just the ice storms. We lost power here.
Mm-hmm.
How was the county impacted with that from a facility standpoint? And I guess what are our needs for making sure that we're able to weather the storm?
We had some impacts. Our county center was down. KCDC was down. Brookside lost power for a little bit. KCDC was down for over almost 24 hours, I think it was. So we were able to find a lot of kind of areas of improvement for some of the areas in the dorms, the deficiencies in the hot water system that were on the amp power, stuff that you don't really see unless you're on that situation for that long of a period. So we're going to make adjustments in-house with our electrician. Anything requested from the sheriff's department during that time, we'll try to address those at the same time. But other than that, we did pretty good. No major costs associated with the power outages, anything like that. Generators all came on, fired up, and ran.
Okay, and then I guess I know there was some talk, there's talk of generator upgrades for the various facilities. I know we had to, this was the warming center, but that had to be closed during the power outage, because what were you guys able to keep, what lights were you guys able to keep on here? Was it just the highway department or during the when the power
during,
was out?
During the outage?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very minimal. It's lighting. It's a few outlets.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very minimal. Some of the stuff in the garage is on. The doors aren't on power, so we're going to try to handle that in the coming phase. Frank's working on getting that project together. I think the thought now is to put the whole building on power.
Yeah, with bottom line is yes, as Matt pointed out, even the Dover had doors, they couldn't go on backup power with the existing generator in the highway department. And now every, when they built the building, you know, computers are few and far between. Now they're everywhere. And with having the backup dispatch out here being expanded, and with having the sheriff's substation, and with having the backup emergency operations center, we did four different scenarios of how to back up things, and it turned out that kind of the most cost effective was just to back up, have one no excuses generator that back up everything in the building for emergency operations for all of these different functions, all the highway departments. So it got passed, and we had to get in a queue with the electrical engineer for them to get on. We've got kind of the agreement that we're just have to put through our professional services agreements for that.
And is that something that we have to approve, or you guys are just no. Change of processes type of thing?
Yep, it's just through our process.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Any other questions for Matt? Okay. Thank you, Matt. And next, unless then, looks like it is, I'm going to say golf.
I guess my report is pretty much as written. One quick change is the opening. It's not going to happen this Friday.
My question.
I'm hoping that I was a good enough boy that I get a early birthday present and won't be hurt and get to open on the 22nd of March. So that would be really good. So, and I don't know if Mother Nature views me that way. So other than that, we're waiting to see when it happens. Another quick example of using our staff outside the box is we just finished renovating the breezeways at Petrifying Springs. Our food and beverage and our clubhouse manager over there insulated the ceilings, and then we moved the ceilings, and with help from facilities, we got the ceiling fans and new wall sconces up in there, and it looks great. It looks fantastic. So we're hoping that we can take the doors off of the dining room and have the breezeways open and have a lot more space for our guests in the summertime.
Good.
Okay.
Any questions?
I have a question or comment, I promise.
I saw Aaron's okay. First, so Aaron?
With the ice storm that we had, you know, we lost a lot of winds and stuff, so I was just curious how the golf course was weathered and stuff.
Bradendale was really bad. I mean, it was like a tornado went through there. It's in the blue is worse than the white, but we had the white cleaned up until the snowstorm, and now we got hit again. And so we're cleaning up mostly where we can off the cart pass until, and now, you know, we got to wait until they clear. It was challenging, and then to get hit double whammy this spring, you know, so we're hoping that our plan of action is opening up the White and Petrifying Springs. That'll be the first two courses that we open. Pets drains a lot better than Brightondale because of the soils out there, and then we'll get to the blue and the red. So we're focusing on getting that white course open, you know, when the weather cooperates.
I'm seeing the snowflakes fall down.
We're still a little bit ahead of last year due to some good merchandise sales and our pass rates. We normally did better rates this month, but since doing them last month, we were able to start selling passes. So we're a little bit ahead of last year, but it'll close quickly because last year we were opening up and this year we won't be for a while.
Go ahead. Unless you have more.
I promised that I would say something. Are you still looking for staff at Pets?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, Margaret Heller has put in a request multiple times. She's 74 years old, but you'd think she was 50 by her energy. She used to work at Muni, and she would love to work at Pets, and nobody has ever gotten back to her on her application.
I know Michael was really busy. I don't know what department that she's looking at.
She just wants to work the counter, you know, checking out stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that is a
and position. Tickets and stuff like that.
That is a position that we're doing pretty well at right now. I know Michael has a few openings in food and beverage, but
I just asked that for Margaret Heller. Look for her email. Respond back to her.
Those guys have been very busy with the renovation of the breezeways.
Sure.
They just got done, and they just cleaned up the rest of the golf clubhouse today.
Okay.
So I will say that Margaret Heller.
I'll send you an email so that way you won't forget. Thank you very much.
I'm just curious, how's in light of the rate increases, have you got any feedback from that? Are people renewing or people not renewing? What are you seeing?
Yeah, there was a little bit of push back, you know, and they all say, oh, well, you know, it's disappointing that, you know, we just say this has been 15 years since we did this, and okay, it's time, yeah. You know, that's kind of the comments. So we really haven't had anybody that just walked out
I heard some feedback of locals that were aggravated, disappointed. Anyway, that the Illinois pays the same as Kenosha, but you know what? But our tax dollars pay for the golf course, so why do they? And I explained the new way that we're doing things. And I believe it made sense to them, but I think it's a good idea to make sure we're not turning too many people away. But I was just curious, you know, everyone's raising their rates right now, so you know, so it's just kind of curious how that went. If we're still competitive, we shouldn't be losing too much.
And I know that Brightdale's got all their leagues signed up. Pets has went through like 90% of their leagues and told them about the increase. Those are the ones that are going to be affected a little bit more because of the 9-hole rate increase, but. You know, we haven't had any cancellation of leagues at this time yet, so
That's good. Just curious, thank you.
Yeah. Anybody have any more questions for Dan?
Thank you, Dan.
We have parks. Matt, we're going to start with the resolutions.
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
I'll pass along just a supplemental map. So it makes a little bit more sense for the first resolution in front of the committee this evening. The first one is a resolution authorizing Director Parks to apply for grant funding, and this is a WISDOT grant. As some members of the committee and board know, we've been at this for a few years now with collaborating with Thielen Sand and Gravel for it's a total of 8 miles, 4 miles within Kenosha County property of an off-road multi-use path expansion that will link McHenry County, Lake County with the western side of Kenosha County. After having discussions with WISDOT to engage with them as far as feasibility of grant funding to minimize our cost share throughout this 4 mile spur, they recommended a grant in front of you this evening to start the process through a feasibility study. It's very traditional with WISDOT projects that they want to make sure on the front end, in order to move forward with both design as well as construction funding, that we have a really good basis of design. And this is basically the first step in a long process to go through that design and implementation. Part of the process of what we've already done is a phase one study in the previous year to really give us a conceptual idea of where this trail is going within Thielen Sand and Gravel property. And we were able to get a lot of baseline data done. In front of you this evening, we'll take it a step further with things such as environmental investigation, public involvement, surveys, title reports, archaeological studies. So more of the nitty-gritty that goes into a design. So all this will be able to be incorporated within our actual phase one design. But it's a DOT standard to start here and have them go through the entire process to make sure that they feel very confident and comfortable through both design as well as construction funding, because we know we're not going to go in this alone. We're looking for that DOT funding to support this throughout the process. So this resolution is required for us to apply for the DOT grant in front of you.
And if we do get it, $20,000 would be Kenosha County match. We already have that within the Parks Division budget. So you'll see a budget mod incorporated with that. So we are seeking your approval to go through this and be able to apply for this grant.
Matt, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You know, this map is not correct.
It's conceptual.
Well, the concept has an old version of where W and W lies. This is the old one where it used to hit KD. I'm sorry, where it used to hit, well, WG. This shows WG coming here.
Right.
Turning. This should have come up here, right?
Well, the...
Because there isn't this...
Yes, you're talking about this one.
Yeah, so is this an old version of what's actually...
Well, he's focusing only on what...
I know that. Okay. Okay. If that's how you're focusing...
Yeah, I don't have any W information of Buddy Clements here, so I apologize that we don't...
Well, I thought that was all part of the W plan, then, because that was... You're just overlaid on their map. Okay.
Yeah, it'll connect. Yes, you are correct that we will be linking those two together.
Okay.
But for this process...
So just for the red line is what
correct,
we're looking at.
Okay. That's the delineation of the red line of what we're focusing on.
He's actually talking about the drill south of the county. Where it comes from.
Understood. It doesn't affect. Well, actually, it would, because they would connect up to our trail. So that's not going to be shown here because that's not where the money's going to. But.
And with that type of level of detail, that'll be part of the feasibility that will link both Clements Engineers and making sure we have a really good idea with the Thielen property how to have that spur jet off to the northwest.
Well, the Kenosha County Comprehensive Bicycle Plan originated in 2013. Yeah. So this, I noticed you say, is 2025. So we're going to update it to include all this, right? So we'll have a revised...
I can check with Andy Bueller with Planning and Development. That's where it originated.
Yeah.
So I'm not too sure if he plans to update. I mean, we're getting close to 2025, so it makes sense to do that.
We really should have a better discussion in this committee on it too, and I know I asked Shelley if we could get it on here, and I know a few things we had to take care of, so we can get it on a meeting maybe coming up soon. Again, with this plan, this wasn't even part of the 2013 plan, though, right?
It did show it. There was a star actually on a physical map. I don't have the map in front of me today, but it did show a linkage between McHenry and Lake County right in that area of Highway W going toward north.
But it wasn't this specific?
No, not on a conceptual map of that, but it did show that there was an important linkage right there where we're starting.
And when I first found out about the bicycle plan, I was just incensed because nothing had been talked about it for the first 2 years I was on Public Works. And the roads were supposed to be widened on F and C and W and all that whenever they did them. And they either decided not to do them or forgot to include the bicycle plan when they did the roads. So this is a way of getting at least families off the roads. The hardcore bikers are going to stay on the roads. They don't need signs to tell them where to bike. But this actually becomes family friendly. We're looking potentially at having a bike park in that area where all roads would lead to. So it would be a nice addition to what's already out there, but I think it'll get most of the people off the roads and feel safe about biking. And if you want to go to Lake County, McHenry County, Kenosha County, we have plans where you're going to hit certain businesses in the area that you can stop at. So it's pretty comprehensive. I think the worst thing about this is it doesn't go east, but you might find a place in Lake County you can get on to get back going north.
That's part of the unfortunate part when we did, or I should say Thielen Sand and Gravel approached Lake County, they did not show interest.
Yeah, well, welcome to Lake County.
So question, so I'm just curious is why you have the end of study area ending at the Ice House Trail. It seems, just looking at, I pulled up the satellite maps, why wouldn't you end the study area up over on F where we already have an off-road bike trail? It just seems like we just stopped short. If the study area went up a little bit further to where it could connect to Veterans Memorial, we already have
an off-road trail there at that intersection of S and or F,
yeah,
where F winds around. It's just, it's like you bring people there to the ice trail, but then you're back on the road to get to Vets. So is there a way you can extend that study area to go to the Veterans Memorial Park?
The ice trail they can take up here and then get through Twin Lakes and head west.
Yeah, I think that's great, but we have this county park right here. Mm-hmm. You know, can we also make sure that we're providing access?
Part of that is it's very narrow on F. It really tapers down. The speed limit is reduced as you get really towards the township. So part of the study was just finding a proper termination based on cost alone, because as it stands right now, this is a three-phase process. And when we get into the world of DOT, if we start to elongate this, it does not seem that attractive to them because there's too many phases, the cost escalates. So it seemed like we had to find a proper termination point. So doing this in three different phases, one on the corner and intersection of County Highway C and KD would be one stopping point. So from F to the corner of C and KD would be one phase. Then the north-south County Highway KD would be phase two until you have the intersection of KD and County Highway F. And then that's phase three would be on County Highway F going west to the Ice House Trail. We felt with that being a robust three-phase type of program, that was enough for the DOT to chew on with that. Now, would it make sense in the future as you're speaking of? Absolutely. That's my ultimate goal, is to make that final linkage happen. But we're most realistically an aggressive timeline is 2027 just with those three phases alone. Okay. And that's where I think, to Chairman's point, having a comprehensive bike plan that can be reviewed and evaluated and incorporated can look towards future types of funding and phases that would make those linkages. But for an actual DOT-led plan, we didn't want to get too far in the weeds, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Where was the matching $20,000 coming from?
That's within the Parks Division Professional Services.
Any motion to approve?
Is there a second?
Second
by Supervisor Stocker. Any further discussion? Okay, Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. Thank you, Supervisor O'Day. Matt, second.
All right. So I'll talk broad for the next two resolutions because they pertain to the same type of grant we are going towards. Every year, the Wisconsin DNR puts through what's considered a stewardship grant, and it's a hodgepodge of different funding sources, both from federal as well as state funding. And it's for park and recreational improvements on infrastructure, more so than not. A majority of our stewardship funding has went into Kenosha County Veterans Memorial Park through the years, including bathroom facility next to the lake, ADA accessibility with the switchback, recreation boating facilities grants for the boat launch, kayak area, Honor Plaza, both parkways. I could keep on going as far as these are great opportunities to half the cost of our capital improvements to go towards parks infrastructure. So we do have another opportunity coming up for these stewardship applications. And this is just to apply for these grants at this point. There's no monetary commitment as of now, and that'll go through the typical county board budget, annual budget. This just gives us the authorization to apply for these grants. And they're very competitive, if we are awarded either of these, then we would come through either through a typical budget cycle and have these as specific line items, and you'd show the revenue as well as our county match on there. Or it'd be an independent one, what we typically do, like Clement Darry or anyone else, that we need that board authorization to actually accept the grant. So this only is for applying for two separate projects. The first resolution is to apply for Petrifying Springs Park improvements. And this is part of our comprehensive Pike River restoration initiatives. Many of the committee members have seen through the years phases one as well as phases two of those improvements. More specifically with stewardship, after consulting with staff, they mentioned that we would be encouraged to apply for pedestrian access and improvements within our Pike River restoration phase three plan. That includes a new pedestrian bridge that would replace our existing one, if any committee member is familiar with phase two by area number four, the old bridge got kicked out. We put a brand new, well, I shouldn't say a brand new one. We borrowed it from Clement from County Highway KR and repurposed it for, thank you. Just so, what a good deal that was. So the same style bridge we would like just to have that uniformity, and it's a nice looking bridge in a park-like setting to really increase that accessibility, because the current one that links the very busy part of Petrifying Springs Park needs to be increased, not only from a pedestrian standpoint, but when you're talking about the hydrology flow of the Pike River, that's a pinch point right there. And back in the day when we didn't have these escalated velocities of the water, well, they put the abutments right in the middle of the river, which creates a really big issue for us. So it's going to help out the river as far as the improvements with erosion issues and the naturalization of that area, and increase the accessibility. So the grant in front of you, that's a main component, is to purchase the bridge. And then there's other trail improvements, both hiking trails that are just going to be incorporated along the river itself, as well as the paved asphalt connector on that bridge. So again, this is just to apply for that grant. Cross our fingers that we can reduce any tax dollars and seek out grant opportunities for this project.
Yeah. Any questions for Matt?
Aaron. If awarded the grant, you know, I guess what you're trying to say is that this is projects that were planned already. You're trying to get them covered by half cost. But essentially, if we are awarded the grant, because it is a competitive process, it essentially means that you're planning on moving ahead with the job or with the project, we would, you know, as a county. So I guess that's the one thing about it, is that if you do get it, you do apply for it, you do get it, the chances of it getting done are pretty high.
That's the ultimate goal, and that's what we've shown in the five-year plan for specifically the Pike River Phase 3 is incorporating the five-year plan. It was shown within 2024. The entire Pike River, just to make sure we understand what's in front of us, that's just for the bridge component and the trail and the accessibility. The entire Pike River Phase 3, including those, is $3.1 million. So this is a small piece of it, but anytime that we can shake out any state or federal grants to lessen our cost share, we will go ahead and do so. So this is one of the many grants that we're applying for with Phase 3. There's a lot of environmental restoration ones. We're already seeking through Sustainer Great Lakes, Fund for Lake Michigan, Fish and Wildlife Service. So we're hard at work with grants. This is one of the many that we're doing to hopefully make our budget whole going into next year's budget cycle.
Okay. Mr. Thompson.
Have you and Clement worked together to redo the bridge for A and on Wood Road and at 22nd Avenue? Because those are all pinch points, you know that. And especially at A, that floods the whole stinking park. A doesn't get taken care of, it doesn't matter what you do within the park, because everything is still going to flood. I mean, that, you have the video from a couple years ago of me out there. I mean, everything just backs up from there through the whole park. Because if you do, because if you don't do A and you do the bridge, whatever you do on the trails that are within 50 yards of the river right now, we're all going to get washed away anyway. That's just the reality of it. You, whenever we get a rain that's a couple inches, that whole basin, that UW Parkside Trails just floods. The whole area does. It's like a lake down there.
You're talking about the bridge just east of
In between Green Bay Road and 30th Avenue or Wood Road, however you want to refer to it. It's just west of Wood Road. Okay. There's a four-way stop. You go down the hill, and there's a bridge right there.
Is that our bridge?
That bridge.
But if that doesn't get bigger, it doesn't matter what we do within the park. Yeah, to be honest with you, it doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, the bridge has a sufficiency rating, which is way higher than 50, and I was only able to get funding for that replacement. Yeah. I couldn't replace the entire.
I just don't know if there's something with the DNR that you guys can piggyback together, because if this is an environmental grant application of sorts, it doesn't make sense to do anything in the park if we can't do things with those other bridges.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he's trying to put, you know, a straw in there where it's an opening.
Isn't that part of that overall Pike River study, the plan where it comes, where they come together, Pike Creek and Pike River. Some of it comes from Racine, some of it comes from West, and then they said they got Racine done. We're getting the Pike area done in Pets. The next would be where the golf course is, all the way to the mouth in Great Lakes. So there is a larger study, and it was originally with that Pike River change.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, but I think we need to look at that, because there was a plan to address that, because what we're doing in Pets is helping. It's helping the downflow effect considerably. So I think it's having to look at the overall plan and then making the assessments on the bridges.
Matt, so this would be a grant that, should we get it, then we'd be looking at 2024?
That's our goal, yes.
Have you talked to the county executive? Is she willing to put it in the 2024 budget?
It was shown in last year's budget in 2024, so
oh, okay.
I have that assumption that she would be in favor.
Okay.
And we've been discussing this with the county executive.
Right, right. I wanted to hear that, because
yes.
I haven't talked to her about it or anything. So. Right now, it was just put in for 2024 in the 2023 budget.
Correct. For information only.
Yes.
Within last year's budget.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second. Second by Stock. Any further discussion? Okay. Youth and Governance, how would you vote? And the rest of the committee, your vote?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
So the last resolution, same deal with stewardship funding. This one's a little bit more straightforward for Kenosha County Veterans Memorial Park. As I mentioned previously, a lot of our stewardship grants have gone towards this park, and this would be an additional one. Our goal is to construct 6 total memorial shelters. That's part of our comprehensive master plan. The Army shelter is currently under construction. It should be done this spring. I think that'll be a great point once it's actually physically up and operating, for hopefully private donors as well as other funding sources to get behind this and get the rest of the 5 memorial shelters to represent each military branch completed for this park. So as we saw price escalations increase, this may be a good opportunity for us to reduce the overall cost of one of these memorial shelters, and it would be advantageous for us to apply for the stewardship funding to lessen the cost share either by private donors or Kenosha County in order to move forward with this project.
Any discussion, questions?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Stock. Any other questions, discussion? Seeing no more discussion, I will ask Youth and Governments one more time. How do you vote?
Aye.
The rest of the committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Any nays? Nope. We pass.
And no updates, Mr. Chairman, regarding my reports.
I have a question.
Go ahead. We're going to
Since the 10th was the close to receive all RFPs for the Kemper study, how many did you receive?
2.
2?
Yeah.
I thought maybe there was going to be a third one.
The more the merrier is kind of our goal, and that's why we extended it a couple times, just because there was interest by other entities. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we just received our reports today from purchasing, so we will evaluate those 2 and then hopefully have some feedback in a month or so.
Okay. Thank you.
The opportunity out at Silver Lake Park for the food vendors. Was there a checklist or like an application process that's a formal thing?
Yes, there's a formal thing. We sent out press releases, anything and everything to try to get the word out on this.
There's a link on our page, on our county page, that you can direct people to or copy and send it.
There's an application.
It's our request for proposal is similar to the Kemper Center Business and Utilization Plan. It's led through our purchasing department or division. So they have to read the requirements and fill out kind of a business plan, smaller, reduced, to let us know what they plan on doing within that concession facility. And then we evaluate it internally depending on how many applications we receive.
What's the deadline for that?
I think it was the 16th was the report.
16th of April? Thursday.
This Thursday. And again, the more the merrier. Well, if you do find someone interested. I'm sorry, what was that?
Did it get announced?
A few weeks ago.
Yeah, several weeks ago, I want to say. At least two, if not 3 weeks. But if we need an extension, again, I'd rather have a competitive RFP process. So if you do know of any Supervisor Thomas, then they just reach out.
I would think that I don't know what the whole process is, but I think we should, because it sounds like food trucks or what worked at the beer garden. I don't know if there's a...
No, that's, it's a whole different setup.
I don't want the same old people doing the bidding again.
It's open to the public.
No, I understand that. I just found out about this the other day. I didn't even know that was a process, so I didn't hear this at a...
I think it was in the report a couple times.
If
it was on there, it just went right by me. Yeah.
And again, we tried food trucks last year. We actually solicited from the beer garden or other contacts, and we had Kona Ice that showed up. So we've been trying any avenue.
Have you had any applications? Any RFPs submitted?
I do not know until they all come back. So since purchasing deals with it, it goes through them as a single source, and they collect them, and then we get a package all at the very end.
I try encouraging a lot of the vendors that I know at Kenosha Public Market, or just the markets in general. The biggest thing is reliable staffing, because they don't want to give up spots at the farmers markets either.
Correct.
So it's reliable staffing.
I'll get to you in just a second.
When you went out for RFPs, how wide a net did they cast? I mean, is it people that live in the Midwest that are doing this study, or people from the East Coast, West Coast, you know?
Are you talking for Silver Lake?
No, just for the Kemper Center.
So we went through, it's called VendorNet, and that's throughout the whole entire United States that applies or can solicit bids if it checks the boxes of what their business does. So it can be from contractors, from masonry to electrical. It can also be from people that are more on the financial side that do business plans for third-party entities. So that's got tens of thousands of contacts for those types of entities. And then we try to solicit based on who we know is in that. So based on my conferences I go to, there might be other entities that are a good match. So I'll directly send them the RFP based on if I think it's a good match. Same thing with other entities as far as professional services that might know of people that we try to cast that net as broad as humanly possible, both with a vendor net where it's just you throw it out there and see what sticks, and then you try to target it based on what resources we know internally.
Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor Stock.
Yeah, I had opportunity to walk through the trails over at Pets where we have the signs up and everything, and I found that to be very helpful. Are you guys putting down any type of aggregate or mulch or anything? Because I know some spots, obviously, you know, with the weather, it's expected, but they're quite muddy, so I wasn't sure if you guys are putting down any type of a paver base, rock, and in some of those areas just to help the general traffic, like the walking traffic, go through those areas.
It's never been our intention, especially on the UW Park side part, that we wanted to keep it very rustic, natural. And when we did do it, we used a mechanized way to clear our path wherever we needed, and we put a 2-5% slope. But just given the terrain of what that is so close to the Pike River, there will be, especially this winter that we had, it'll be rough out there. There's no ifs, ands, or buts that it's going to be a little bit wetter to traverse something like that. But given the economics of a 3.5-mile trail and around a 4-foot-wide path, we don't have the budget for that. And I truly believe that people love that rustic type of experience to keep it in that natural state. So I'm hopeful that once people are able to compact that down from the original construction period, it'll get harder, because when we did our preliminary investigation, it's surprising. I was out there during some pretty torrential storms. It dries up and it hardens a lot of those areas. So I think it's just one of those things that we have to wait a full cycle to see where some of those areas need to be tweaked. And that's the nice thing about having an in-house seasonal trails coordinator, that he can start to figure out how to finesse some of those areas to get that water to sheet off appropriately.
Yeah, and I did. I saw, I think I went through all four bridges. They're very well done. I was very happy with it. Did you guys do a formal trail opening, ribbon cutting, anything like that?
That'll be in spring.
So that is this spring, okay. Because I think we originally talked about fall, but then everything got delayed. So I didn't miss it. That's why I wanted to make sure.
Nope, we'll send that out to the county board and invite everyone to that
Sounds good. Thank you.
Matt, we usually have one meeting out at Bristol Woods up at the Pringle Center. I'd like to make sure we schedule one, and we're still working on the ADA wheelchair agreement, I guess. After we get that done, because I'd like to have the wheelchair out there so we all can see it. And I don't know about anyone else, but I might want to take it for a ride. But just check it out, because
I think that'd be a good idea to maybe even have an open house before our formal meeting, so that if committee members want to try it out, that they won't feel that rush to try it and then have our meeting. So maybe we have like an hour or so, a block of time for committee members if they have the time.
I'll even make an Armenian dessert.
Hey, there we go.
I'll second that. I'll never stop you from me. Second thing, I did get information, and I'll get it to Shelley if she doesn't already have it. City engineers from Madison went up to the guy who has the Jade up in Wisconsin, and the state has approved it for Shoreland. So I want to, I've got his information. I'm going to contact him. I'm going to give him your information. Okay? And we'll go from there. But the city now is looking at it. What's that?
For Kemper?
Yeah. Well, for our own entire shoreline, which is Kemper and Anderson Arts, right? Mm-hmm. But the city is looking into it now. So, and he's talking to be the same prices as the granite and all that. And they may ship it to Sheboygan and bring it down on a barge and go from there. So I'm getting bits and pieces. I got to talk to him to get it all. So I know we've been waiting to see if it, you know, would be something that would be acceptable, and apparently the state has approved it. So, but I will not go on anyone's word. Shelley will take it from here. So
is it going to have that nice green color to it?
No, I don't think it is.
Some of it does. I've seen it.
I think it's, because Jade isn't just green. Jade runs the entire rainbow.
Oh.
It goes from white all the way, I don't know if it goes red, but it goes the entire rainbow.
No, because then it's ruby. It does every other color. Yeah.
But it's some of the, you know, it's grown on, it's grown. It's in the same area where Wisconsin ginseng is grown, which, by the way, they sell back to China, who then sells it back to us. So, it's some of the world's best ginseng. So, go figure. So.
I'm sure you'll find out more Thursday.
What's that?
I'm sure you'll find out more Thursday.
Yeah, more than likely. Probably more than I want to know. Okay. All right. That's all I had. If everyone else is good with Matt, we will move on. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
I think we have Frank next. Frank.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple small updates. The second item, Kemper Center Water Filtration Repairs 2023 Phase 3. We have pre-construction coordination meeting on March 16th, and we have a preliminary construction mobilization date of April 4th for that. And I'll touch on the Brookside generator. It was planned well ahead of time. It's actually scheduled to be replaced in 2024, according to the look-aheads that Matt Serino has. So they actually started last year with the preliminary to get a budgetary for the budget, and we've been working with Brookside. They kind of changed, they added something to their needs list. So we went back to the electrical engineer that kind of roughed out the budget, and we're seeing if that can be added without blowing up the budget. And also they're doing a deep dive into the We Energy's peak electrical usages, per day over the last number of years, and also looking at the number of people they've had there. So we're trying to line that up. So we've kind of had to go back and look to see if we can add that additional load on.
I thought we had money budgeted for this year, $1 million.
We do.
Okay.
We do, and but in one extra piece of this, the engineer is actually working on a complete timeline, but we've got to kind of step back and see if we can take on that extra load as some more air conditioning that they wanted to add that wasn't in the original, what they asked for originally, or in the original scope for budgeting. So we got to see if we can add that in. But these size generators are running about a year lead time.
Oh.
But again, we started last year looking at and scoping it out and talking to Brookside and the rough size and with the electrical engineer to get the money in this year's budget so that we can do all the engineering, get it on order, and bid it, get it on order so that it'll be right in time for next year to be replaced, or right on schedule.
Right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other question? The roofing for Durkee, where will that staging take place? So it's the staging for the roofers.
We have to figure out those types of details as part of our pre-construction, so we don't give them specific areas for that roof replacement. They have to submit basically a proposal to us based on their timeline schedules. So that's all still open-ended. We have not even awarded the bid as of yet. So that'll come probably in the future. If there are specific requests from Kemper Center, Inc., based on what their programs are, we definitely consult with them prior to making any approvals.
Well, it's just right in the middle of the campus. That's what makes it difficult. So either it's going to be in Parkland or it's going to take up the parking spaces, right?
I would think that more so it would be on the western side that they could gain access, which was probably a minimal use area compared to on the eastern side with parking.
And when is the roof replacement taking place?
We try to give them a broad window to be more competitive with our bids. So we have until the end of October of this year.
So it's next year that the roof will be replaced?
This year.
This year, okay.
At the end of October of 23.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Frank. Shelley, your floor.
I do have two items for you. The Human Services Building, I do have the updated renderings that were shown, and we received city approval for our CUP. They did have some modifications that they were requiring on what will be the retail space. So this rendering down at the bottom may change, but that's all between Bear and the city. So as far as our plans, as far as the county section, we did receive permit approval. So I will send those around.
And as for the structure itself?
Like it, that is for the outside structure and site plans. We are working on the internal components right now. So we are looking to finalize the internal layout. I do have a preliminary here for you. In the upcoming month, this one will go out for bid. We're anticipating about May. Bayer does have everything they need to get this bid out for the shell and site improvements, and I know he was working with our purchasing to get the advertisement out, but they will do that process. So I look forward to that on copies. And then I have also been coordinating with our villages and cities on roadway work that will be handled throughout Kenosha County in 2023. I do have maps for you for what Kenosha County will be doing as well as the city of Kenosha. So you are all aware of impacting travel. I did get responses back from Bristol, Summers, and Paddock Lake. We will be making changes to the county one for Bristol. I just received their list. Paddock Lake will have nothing in 2023 besides the Highway 50 and 83 that we show on the map. And Summers will have some that are forthcoming. They are opening bids in the next month or two, and then they'll send me the updated list. So we will have, hopefully, in the upcoming months, a comprehensive roadway construction project maps. That is in the works.
What do you feel about getting this kind of stuff out to the general public?
I'm hoping when we finalize these, we can get them out on our websites, have them available. I will be forwarding them on to the villages, cities, and towns, even those that may not add to our list, so that they have them and get them on their list as well, so we can get the public very well versed as to the whole county travel impact.
Good.
Yeah. Will it go to Joe then? Will it go to Joe? For
yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Joe.
He'll take care of it.
He'll take care of it. Yeah.
So it's still in works. I'm still waiting for a couple of the villages to get
about 90% completed so far. But nothing is going to change. It's on here. Just be additional.
No, there'll be additional. Okay. Additional locations. Depending on what those villages are doing
okay.
their own funding.
And will this be forwarded also to the city then, too?
Yes, they have received our map as well as the city map.
I know they have.
So.
Okay. Anything else, Sean? Anybody have any questions for Sean?
I'd just like to comment that I would like to have an office the size of the director, 6,000 square feet.
Come up and visit me.
Okay. No, thank you all very much for tonight's meeting.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Well, I can say first, other matters as appropriately be brought before the committee at this time?
Yeah. I just had one thing. I know we're getting for the third month. Has there been, because of the bonding got being delayed, we talked about this before, are we seeing an increase in the quotes that are coming back now? If anyone had to report anything, so we didn't get purchase orders in November, early December, early January?
Some of the trucks had to get, but we couldn't get in the window. We had to be able to order by like the end of November.
Right.
Because we didn't have the bonding secured, we couldn't order. So those got further pushed back.
But then he's right, it's more timing than pricing because everything gets pushed out.
Well, November we wouldn't have had the budget.
It would have been approved so they could have done the PO to send out.
Right. Yeah, okay.
If you walkthrough had been similar to the past, I haven't seen a big drop off in walkthroughs as far as contractors being there.
Yeah.
We don't have mandatory walkthroughs, so contractors can bid site unseen. So, I haven't seen a big drop.
That's good.
So right now it's just the trucks, it looks like?
That was the main one that I heard. Our highway superintendent was trying to put to see if any sort of news of it getting approved before that, but
besides, the delay was how long?
3 weeks.
About 5-6 weeks, right? Whatever it was.
I don't remember. I lived through it.
Yeah.
I'm done with that part of my life.
Some of us how probably 2 months less comfortably through that.
Sure, it was 2 months
from the middle of November.
Somewhere
around,
yeah.
Early January.
I think it was Supervisor O'Day moved to adjourn.
Yep.
Who seconded it?
Second.
Supervisor Stock. So, moved and seconded. Your governance.
Aye.
Rest committee?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Aye.